This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. You might remember buying your very first album, or maybe you spent hours digging through crates at a cozy, cluttered music shop. For many music lovers in the Birmingham area, that place was Charlemagne Records. It's been open for more than four decades, but at the end of the year, the store is set to close. Like many brick-and-mortar music retailers, Charlemagne has struggled with sales in the digital age. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
On a recent Saturday, dozens of customers packed Charlemagne Record Exchange. They're here for the closeout sale. There are crates full of vinyl records of all genres, from jazz to country, reggae, and rock and roll. There are also CDs and cassette tapes. Remember those? Shopper Lindsay Matthews does. She moved to Birmingham a year ago. She remembers the first time she went to Charlemagne in Birmingham's Five Points neighborhood.
And I just kind of fell in love with Five Points and just happened to drive by and see this old sign and wandered up here. I was just in love with this place.
Matthews was hooked, but Charlemagne is set to close soon. Matthews calls the record store a magical place. The long, narrow staircase leading to the entrance, the posters, the cozy atmosphere, it's all part of the store's vibe.
It's got that old record store feel, that smell, you know, really good selection of used albums. You can kind of spend forever in here looking through everything, and just really sad to see this place go.
Marion McKay Rosado owns Charlemagne Records. She opened the store with $500 and a handful of crates full of vinyl records. That was 42 years ago. For the past couple of years, she says she's struggled to pay the bills, including rising rent.
That and our sales had been down. So with that whole event, we just couldn't continue.
McKay Rosado says sales aren't enough to cover the store's overhead. So early this month, she announced it was time to close up shop for good. Running a successful record store can be a challenge these days. Fred Osuna opened Laser's Edge CD store in Homewood in 1991. He saw the writing on the wall when digital file sharing and streaming started to take hold.
Year 2000, 2001, the market started to max out and Napster and other internet services started to get introduced to the public. And slowly people migrated over like the next 5 or 6 years to streaming.
Osuna closed up shop in 2007. In the years since, record store owners have felt even more pressure from subscription streaming services like Apple Music, Amazon, and Spotify. But there are still plenty of people buying vinyl. This year was a big one for vinyl sales on Black Friday, and Music Watch, an industry research company, found that 58% of vinyl buyers only purchase used records. Osuna says Charlemagne catered to fans of used vinyl.
For a long period of time, they weren't even being manufactured en masse, and you couldn't find them except in a store, say, like Charlemagne.
McKay Rosado says vinyl will never go out of style. She sees it as an art form.
It's just a great experience to be able to hold a piece of art in your hand and go, this is really what I want to listen to right now, and put it on, and you just sit there and absorb it and get to look at the liner notes and all the history behind the album.
Those are the in-store moments customers like Lindsay Matthews will miss once Charlemagne closes. But Matthews says she'll just do more shopping at Seasick Records, an independent record store in Crestwood. There's also Renaissance Records on Birmingham's South Side. McKay Rosado says her life without Charlemagne will look a lot different.
I'm going to semi-retire, and I've done yoga for 30 years, so I thought I'd see if I could get certified to teach yoga and do other things that I love.
Things like spending time with her grandkids and singing. She's a jazz vocalist and hopes to book more gigs in the Birmingham area. McKay Rosado says good things come to an end, but there's a chance Charlemagne could live on. She says two people have approached her about taking over the shop, though no commitments have been made. Janae Pierre, WBHM.